This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back to hour number two. We're here with you until 1 o'clock, and that's when Cale Berger comes in. Joel Nelson behind the glass. He's always good about the ones and twos and taking your phone call. So when you call 412-928-9370, Joel will pick up. He'll put you on to me. Also want to remind you that that is the number of the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Twitter on the station is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. PNC Bank, thank you for your sponsorship. They always do a great job. Make today the day, if you haven't already, at PNC Bank. Ironland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, seven nights a week on Pittsburgh CW, and we also simulcast here on The Fan. Iron Rock Tap House, great place to watch sports in Greensburg. If you haven't been there, check it out. Iron Rock Tap House, wonderful food, great atmosphere. You'll love it when you go. And number one Cochran shop 24/7 with Expressway, Cochran.com. And if you need legal help, of course, you call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. All right, we're going to talk more about the fact that the Steelers are taking on Atlanta tomorrow in a season that really has no promise for a postseason. They're 4-7, looking to get to 5-7. Atlanta is still in their race because Tampa Bay is in first place at 5-6. So that division is kind of suspect, to say the least. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Some days you're going to get that. Some days you won't. We're also talking about, and I wanted to know this, and I still haven't found an answer. Antonio Brown, I don't know if he's out of his house, in custody, whatever the case may be. We saw this story in the last couple of days, and I threw out a question, and I'm curious your take. If you thought he was Hall of Fame worthy before all of his, you know, post-career antics, is he still Hall of Fame worthy? Or does this taint it a little bit? Does it delay his, you know, enshrinement? There are people in Hall of Fames who have nefarious pasts. I mean, O.J. Simpson, but it didn't happen until after he was already in that he got in his situation with Goldman and Brown. So, you know, now that Antonio Brown's waiting, is he a Hall of Famer? Should he be a Hall of Famer? I don't think there's any receiver out there who's had a better 5 to 6 year run than he had. And I've always said to me he's Hall of Fame material. But I do know that, you know, this kind of stuff does affect how people view him. The fact that he left the game, walked out on his team, that has to be taken into consideration. He did that in Tampa Bay, just quit. Quitting is part of it, too. But then all of this stuff afterwards, I feel bad for his kids and his significant other to put up with all these shenanigans. And now, apparently, he's still in his house, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, is he still Hall of Fame worthy to you? That's one of our topics. And I want to know if you watched that Utah massacre of USC last night. They outscored them at the end of the game 44-7 after USC had a 17-3 lead. So that knocks USC out clearly. Who does it put in? Is it obvious it's Ohio State? Or is Alabama lurking behind? And if TCU loses today, what happens to them? Should they still get in? It's one loss. It's a conference championship. Should they be penalized? And if it's a close game, maybe not. But if it's a lopsided game, if they're K-State, what happens? I'd like to get your take on that at 412-928-9370. And I wonder if this means that Penn State's going to the Rose Bowl now because Utah's going for the second straight year. Does Penn State get in? If Ohio State moves in and there's two Big Ten teams in the top four, what happens? Or does Purdue, let's say Purdue beats Michigan, would Purdue get into the Rose Bowl? I don't know. There's a lot of different talk out there about anything. It looks like Pitt may be headed to the Pinstripe Bowl. That would be fine, I guess. I don't want another one of those Sun Bowl type of setups We'll see what happens. 412-928-9370. Ken in Mercer County joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how are you, Bob? I appreciate you taking the call.
Sure.
Just wanted to throw a shout-out real quick to the Westinghouse Bulldogs. I currently reside in Mercer County, but I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I went to South Hills High School. Been reading the Post-Gazette the last few days, and they've been piping it up about this. People that played in the City League are excited about this. And I can tell you, being 60 miles north, I'm looking forward to them playing in the state championship game.
Yeah, beating Steel Valley was something, and they've made quite a run here. I would classify it as unexpected, but they've done it.
Yeah, no, unexpected, definitely. Being here in Mercer County and a fan of football, I follow Farrell and all the local county schools. And when they beat Farrell, I thought they had a really good chance of making it.
Yeah, all the best to them. That'll be an interesting matchup in the finals.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate you taking
the call,
Ken.
All right, Ken, thank you. Calling from Mercer. Let's go out to Youngstown. And Greg joins us here on the Fan Hotline. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Bob. You know what? I've been watching these college games. And you know what the sad thing about Pitt is? At the end of the season, I think Pitt could have beaten almost anybody but Georgia and Alabama. I mean, they had enough talent. The trouble is, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win. That's what it comes down to. You know, because I've seen these teams. I mean, Michigan's quarterback is average. Ohio State's defense is average.
I don't know. He was better than average in that win against Ohio State. I mean, he was hitting plays down the field.
Is he a pro quarterback?
I think he can be. You know,
no, he's not. He's no way he's a pro quarterback.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
He does not. I mean, Pitt's team, that running attack we had this year with our defense, if we had a quarterback this year, we might have had one.
Well, they thought they had one. I mean, Keaton Slovis was supposed to, if you looked at his numbers at USC where he left, how would you not think they could not be in better shape? As it turned out, they were. They were not in good shape at all, and he looked apprehensive to me. I don't know how he threw that many touchdowns at USC, and he turned into whatever he was here. I know that this is more a run-central offense, you know, but than it was with Mark Whipple. But still, he should benefit from a run game. He was disappointing in my view, and I thought better.
When we play Tennessee, we lose both our quarterbacks. We should have beat them. We beat Tennessee. We probably have won.
And Georgia Tech. If they had won both of those games, it'd be a totally. And the sad thing about it, Greg, is that ACC Coastal was so weak, so weak.
Oh, I know.
They had an opportunity.
I mean, their Pitt's defense, I'll take him up against almost anybody but Georgia. And that defense was tough in the end. And so was your running attack. But like you said, when you have a quarterback that's horrible, you can't win those big games. It's almost impossible. I mean, the guy was horrible.
All right, Greg, real quick. I'm asking my callers here, what if TCU loses? Give me your final four.
TCU, they lose. It's going to be Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and Alabama.
That's what I think. A lot of people don't want to see. A lot of people think TCU will remain even if they lose.
And if TCU wins and the other two teams win, they may put Alabama in because Ohio State, only team they really beat was Penn State. So, and then they had a week.
Well, they beat Notre Dame, too, at the beginning of the season. I understand. It's
overrated
hard. It's hard to come up with a statement wins of most teams. Like I will say this about, and this is the argument I would put forth if I were Alabama. And my losses, if I'm Alabama, they're on the road. Close games, they could have won both. Ohio State only has one loss, but it was at home, and they got demolished, absolutely physically demolished against Michigan. Therefore, I look at Alabama as a more attractive Final Four team. That's just me.
And Alabama could be the best team in the nation, too, believe it or not.
Well, I mean, and then people come back at you and say, well, who did they really beat? Okay, it's an SEC, which is very difficult, and every team looks out. They should have won those two games on the road, and, you know, and that's just the way it is. Again, you have to make the declaration, which do you think is worse, losing at home to 22 points to your chief rival or losing two road games in a tough conference that's still rated very high, you know, in close games? I don't know. It's still subjective.
That Maryland game they were horrible in. They were not good against Northwestern away. Even though the weather was bad, I mean, they had some real duds. And they, like you said, they had eight home games, and they played Penn State away, and I give them credit for that. But they got destroyed by Michigan at home.
Yeah, I think Ohio State, I don't know. The logical choice, I guess, is Ohio State, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. If TCU loses, that you see both Ohio State and Alabama in there. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call. At 412-928-9370. We've got Joe in the car traveling around on what now is a sunny day in Pittsburgh. Hey, Joe.
Bob, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
Hey, Bob, two things. One, real quick, how's come Najee got that? I know he's healthy, or he says he's healthy, but how's come Warren isn't getting the nod, even though, I mean, that's 2 days, 3 days tops that he had. He couldn't have had that better treatment after going to the hospital. Am I correct?
Well, I would have not played him this week for the sheer reason. I mean, I always say this, though, Joe. If the medical staff, and they're paid to do it, and they're the best in the country, if they determine he's okay to go, then he should go. I just think that maybe they rushed him at the beginning of the season with this ankle injury or foot injury, whatever he had. And I think now, after having what he had last week, I would take my time. I think Benny Snell earned an opportunity. I think Jaylen Warren is back. If he's healthy, he earns an opportunity too. I wouldn't rush Najee Harris.
Okay, and I agree with that. But in your statement, you said that, you know, the medical staff, well, I mean, we all know what happened too, and they, you know, they're paid to say, okay, you can go out there and play. They said, go ahead, go play, and then look what happened. But that, I know it's a
well,
different
this,
thing.
This staff here is the best in the game in Pittsburgh. We're
I know,
to
and I get that. But as for Brown, no, he doesn't. In my eyes, this here tainted everything for him to go to the Hall of Fame.
So you know there's no morals clause in the NFL voting for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I know, but, Bob, I know, but look. All of it. You quit on your team. I mean, guys like, you know, Bruce Arians, he's the one that reached out and said, hey, here's an opportunity. And, you know, you kind of threw that right in his face by quitting. I mean, everybody.
Yeah. The quitting is a big deal. I get it. But what's worse is how he's treating his own family. What's That's worse even, is all yeah. the stuff that he's been involved with. But again, if you strictly vote on numbers, and in the NFL, you're instructed to vote on numbers. You should look at Antonio Brown and say he is a Hall of Famer. Now, you know, again, this stuff has happened before he's in the Hall of Fame. If you're in the Hall of Fame, like an O.J. Simpson or people who've had issues, and it happens after you're already enshrined, there's nothing they can do about it. But voters may be swayed to some degree of saying, no, wait a minute, all this is going on. He quit on his team. He's a threat to people out there. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to vote right now. It may delay it,
hey, Bob,
if anything.
I got a question. I got one question to ask you before you go. I heard you say something. What happens if LSU beats Georgia?
Nothing.
Georgia, you don't think?
No. They may go down to second after Michigan, but Georgia's in my vote, no matter what.
Okay.
What, do you disagree with that? You're not going to go from 1-5 with them, are you, for one loss, especially if it's a good game?
No, I'm not going to go 1-5, but I thought you could boot Ohio State off for getting that drumming against Michigan. And I mean,
that drumming does affect me when it's compared to Alabama. I would lean toward Alabama, but, you know, I don't know what this group does. I don't know what they vote on, how they vote on it. But this is why they wanted to go to 12 teams. But listen, you get to 12 teams, you're going to have people with 13, 14, say. But you know what? At some point. And there are those who detract this whole system and say, well, that's too much football. These people are going to be playing 15, 16 games in a year. Well, it's about money. It's always about money, and money always wins. And if this system is going to produce this kind of money, they're going to do it.
Oh, big time. Because now you got the NIL, and when they start paying these kids big money, look out. It's definitely going to be, it's going to be all about money when you got to start paying these kids.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. So, does that affect your Antonio Brown decision when it comes to the Hall of Fame? To me, he's a Hall of Famer. Based on what I saw, I don't think there's any question. But it does, I'm sure, raise eyebrows to those who vote and may delay his enshrinement in the Hall of Fame. Beyond all of that, I don't know what's happened to him. And I feel badly for the kids. I feel badly for his family. That's who I feel badly for. 412-928-9370. I don't know if you saw this last night. We kind of missed it and haven't talked about it. Texas Rangers get another big deal. They gave Corey Seager a bunch of money last year. Jacob DeGrom, 5 years, $185 million. So, Texas is playing poker right now. I like it. More teams need to do it. And that's, you know, what is Jacob, 35? DeGrom, he's whatever. He's still at the very top of his game. And 5 years, you can imagine a guy like that still doing well at, you know, late 30s into 40 years old even. 412-928-9370. Penguins in action against St. Louis. Your take on the Penguins for a quarter of the way through this season. What are they? Contenders? Pretenders? This is a tough metropolitan conference, but they have some, you know, when Zucker's in there and playing well. I'll give you my thoughts about their team when I come back, but I'd like to hear yours as well. 412-928-9370. All right, welcome back. We roll along until 1 o'clock. Cale Berger will be in after that. 412-928-9370. Pittsburgh Penguins against St. Louis Blues. I'm just curious your take. I think they are what I thought they would be, a team that should contend for a playoff spot. And if they get in and if they're healthy, then I think they can do some damage. How long that damage goes on, I don't know. But I do know this. The New Jersey Devils are for real. They got a good young team. And I don't think people thought they would be a player this year as a playoff contender. But here they are, and there are some really other good teams in that Atlantic that I expect to get their acts together, the Rangers being one of them, and put together a better second quarter of the season. But the Penguins, to me, if Raquel continues to play well on the top line, when that line skates together, Raquel on Gensel with Crosby, they're 9-1-2. They score a lot. That allows Zucker and Russ to be with Malkin. And Zucker, when healthy, is a good guy. He can not only score, but he creates some stuff. And it also trickles down to your third line. All of that's impressive if they stay healthy and play it that way. I think their goaltending can be really good. I think we saw that the other night. Tristan Jarry was terrific late in the game when he had to be against Vegas. The Smith is more than capable. Again, they have to be that way into the playoffs. The last 2 years has been challenging because of injuries. They're an older team. They're the oldest team in the NHL, so they have to be healthy, and they have to be that way throughout the course of the playoffs. And if so, I think they could be a nuisance for any team to play. That's as far as I'll go so far. But it's an entertaining team for sure. We saw an entertaining game on Thursday, or what? No. What day was that? Yeah, Thursday. And now we're going to see another one here tonight against St. Louis on Saturday. 412-928-9370. We have Debbie in Butler joining us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, as a season ticket holder, AB is an embarrassment to the NFL. He has been for what he did in the locker room, walking off the field. He quit. He walked away. He does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for his good things on the field.
But isn't the rule of a voter is you're not supposed to pay any attention to anything except what's on the field?
But did he not walk off the field and leave all his teammates?
No, I agree. That's part of being on the field, and I think that will hurt him. But
and I hope it does.
But let me just strip all of that away and ask you, as a player, based on what you know of him, what you've seen from him only, is he a Hall of Famer?
No, he does not match the standards of John Stallworth, Lynn Swann, Hines Ward. All of them deserve to be there for what they did on the field. Yes, AB could catch the ball, but he whined. He, had to.
Again, no, I'm stripping that all away, Debbie. I want to get your answer strictly by what he did as a player statistically. Is he a Hall of Famer?
To me, not, because I can't get past all the other.
Again,
stuff.
But you have to get past it. If you're a voter, they instruct you to get past it. Now, I will
I
say
know.
That the quitting is part of it. That's the other stuff. I mean, it's terrible. It's deplorable.
Right.
And the whole thing stinks. And he needs help. And his family's going to need help.
Before you hurt somebody.
But I only go by what the rules are.
Okay, what the rules say, his numbers are there. But I know they don't always go by just the numbers.
Yes, they do. That's the thing about
well,
the NFL.
Well, no, because look at other people that have been held back because of numbers.
Well, I mean, there's subjectivity with regard to, with each
right.
position. I get that. But it is
right.
a numbers game, and his numbers will
yeah.
pretty much.
Okay, if you just want to just throw the number for wide receivers and where does he stack up in the list, yeah. I'll give you that one.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Then I'm going to ask for your help on another matter.
Okay.
I know you don't want to be at Heinz Field, whatever they want to call it, on Christmas Eve. Most of us season ticket holders don't want to be there. We should be with our families or in church. We can't sell our tickets to anybody that would be decent to be there. They're going to have nothing but college, drunken little, party kids there. I've tried to get decent people. Nobody.
Well, I saw on StubHub the prices are not very good right now. That the people
oh,
are
no.
struggling to get rid of them. I see that. And listen. I'm first and foremost. I would agree with you. Christmas Eve is one of the most special nights of the year for our family. I know for sure.
Right.
But I also know we have to work because we have to cover the game, and we're having a Hall of Fame or an Immaculate
right.
Reception special and other stuff because it's
and
on
I
our air.
Be there for that, for Franco. Have them move it up to a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock game.
Again.
I was there when he had the Immaculate Reception. Because of the players Oakland on the sidelines, I couldn't see until they put it up on the scoreboard. I want to be there for Franco and for all the guys who deserve to have that night honored. but not at an 8 o'clock game on Christmas Eve.
Unfortunately, that's what television dictates, and that's what they're going to do. But I understand
no
that sentiment.
They can move
I
that
understand.
Game?
No, it's not going to move, period. It's stuck where it is. So, Debbie, I hope you have a good holiday regardless, but thank you for the call. Very insightful. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Bill in Midland, Pennsylvania. What's up, Bill? How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, I got on Antonio Brown. With the Pittsburgh receivers back in Ben's era, he could have put all of his receivers in the Hall of Fame. Antonio Brown's a great receiver, no doubt, but it's a Hall of Fame career, not a Hall of Shame career.
Yeah, but again, when you look at his numbers.
I know his
okay,
numbers.
Okay, that's all I'm asking you. If it's done strictly by numbers.
Okay, and he only had a Hall of Fame career in Pittsburgh. Everywhere else he went, he was not Antonio Brown.
No,
he wasn't a five-star receiver.
I get it. But you can make the argument during his stay here in Pittsburgh that his numbers rise to the level of being in the Hall of Fame. Listen, if you look at competitive numbers, I was at the Hall of Fame enshrinement when Calvin Johnson went in. I sat there and I listened to his wonderful speech. Calvin Johnson decided to cut his career short by his own desire not to play. It's a sort of similar. It's funny, same team, Detroit with Barry Sanders, same thing. He cut his career short. But again, if you look at his numbers while he played, sure, Lynn Swann only had a 9-year career, but his numbers were good enough. It took him a while, but he got in. Point is, they're going to look at what you did on the field, and that's all I'm saying. Antonio Brown has turned into a complete disaster, and he needs help.
No doubt.
And I hope he gets the help that he needs. I hope his family gets the help that he's needing, because that trumps everything to me. But I can't just throw away what he did as a career Pittsburgh Steeler. I think there are lists involved that suggest he's the best that ever played.
He was very good, no doubt. But I hear what you say. There's a lot of people not in the Hall of Fame that belong, and there's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that don't belong. So we'll just see what happens, and you're probably right. And I'll cut it short. So take your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you, Bill. It's a subjective thing. I get it. And there's debate all the way around. I go back to baseball where they do have a morality clause, but I still believe that this happened post-career. Pete Rose, to me, should be in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds, to me, should be in the Hall of Fame. You can say what you want about, okay, do you think Barry Bonds was on? I think a lot of people who are in the Hall of Fame were on it, and you didn't know about it. You don't know about it. He never tested positive. I still maintain when you watched him play, he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think there's he is the home run king. Chris in Mount Pleasant joins us right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to make a few points as far as some of the college football playoff stuff goes.
Yep.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to remember back. Was it 2016 that Ohio State got in and actually jumped another team that hadn't played?
They
and
did.
Benefited from that. Yep. So, in my opinion, you should vote as to who the top four teams are at the end of the regular season, and those should be locked to get into the college football playoff because it's a privilege to be playing during championship weekend. But then, the way it's set up now, it actually hurts you if you actually lose a game. So, how do you determine, other teams that didn't play because they weren't good enough to make it into the
I think that is
weekend,
a problem.
They're going to jump other teams.
I think that is a problem because you play that extra game and you risk things in that extra game. I'm not going to put any risk on Georgia. Georgia's in regard. They can lose 100-0 today to LSU, and Georgia, to me, will still be in. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of the pundits are saying the same thing about Michigan, regardless of whether they win or lose. They feel like they're also probably one of the top four teams.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I would agree with that.
I would agree. But then after that, it opens up the door because then, the way USC lost last night, that affects me. I'm sorry, it does. And they got pounded physically. And it's the second time they lost that same team this year, third in a row going back to last year. The way Ohio State lost to Michigan, that affects me because it was a home game getting pounded. If I had to make choices, I said this earlier, I'll take Alabama over Ohio State because of the fact that they didn't lose at home to anyone by 22 points. Again, subjective, and you can make whatever case you want, which is great. We can debate it. At the end of the day, though, TCU better win to eliminate all doubt. If they lose, I wouldn't at all be surprised if they get ousted.
Right, and I totally agree with you. And I think at the end of the day, obviously wins and losses play a certain part of it, but I think it also boils down to who are your top four teams. And I think that In my opinion, the Big Ten needs to be reconfigured because it's a joke that that Purdue at 8-4 is playing for a Big Ten championship when you have Ohio State 11-1 and Penn State 10-2, both better than Purdue, but because the way it's configured, they're all in the same conference as Michigan.
And Penn State has to deal with that every single year.
And you have the other side is an absolute train wreck. I mean, you have teams that are again now 8-4 getting into the Big Ten championship when you have two teams that I think that are much more deservedly able to be in there that aren't.
Well, you could say the same about the ACC, Chris, because North Carolina is not that good of a team in my view, but they win. And whoever would have won the Coastal, you win the Coastal, it's weaker than the other side when Clemson's in that other side. So thanks for the call, man. I'm up against it, but I appreciate it. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. A lot going on today. Do we have an update on that TCU score? Joel, you're a points man. You're a shaver.
7-0 TCU.
7-0 TCU. But keep in mind, Kansas State is a very good team. They're ranked 10th in the country, and they should have beaten them the last time they played. So that's a long way to go. 4 o'clock today, it's Georgia and LSU. You'll see that one on KDKA. 412-928-9370. We're going to take a break. In case you just joined us, Netherlands has ousted the American soccer team, football team. That debate goes on. 3-1 your final score, so Netherlands moves to the quarterfinals. I have an interesting tweet here, and this goes back to our previous caller. So Ed Ostronskis says to Debbie, Debbie, are you still listening? Ed says, Bob, I have 5 kids. I can't afford tickets. If Debbie wants to give her tickets to a great family at holiday time, tell her to call me. So there you go. Debbie, if you can't give them away, Ed would love to have him and take his kids to the game. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We go out to Penn. We got Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good afternoon. And you know what? It's really a pleasure just to get on your show once. You are really an awesome, awesome news person, especially in the sports world. And I enjoy listening to what you have to say.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And your daughter's awesome. Like, she's so much fun at the Penguin games and stuff. But anyways, that last caller that said Antonio Brown didn't do anything after he left the Steelers, if you look at the year they won the Super Bowl, he was the go-to target. He had 4 touchdown receptions the second half of the season. He played 8 games in 2020 for Tampa Bay. Also had 2 touchdown receptions during the Super Bowl run, and he was 45 out of 61 on target receptions. Like, he still had it. The stats numbers are there. I agree 100% with you. Stats puts that boy in because of what he did in Pittsburgh. And, at least he did get 1 ring. I don't know. I don't agree with what he does off the field. And we still need to give Kenny some little more time, Mr. Kenny Pickett, because I think he's the real deal.
No, I do too. And I think people need to, already there are people who've made conclusions. One thing that's lost in today's sports genre is patience. People do not want to wait anymore for anything. I mean, they want coaches to be fired, everyone to be gone, players to be traded, players to be demoted. I mean, this is not an easy thing. And when you get to any league like an NFL, an NHL, major, you are one of the few people who can actually get to that level. And it takes time. This is not an easy – this ACC defense versus the NFL defense is night and day. And no matter who you are, it takes time. And I think he's making progress. That's all I can look at. And if he continues to make progress, that's encouraging for next year. They're going to have to go out and surround him with more talent, more help. And I suspect that they will do that.
I feel the same way. And, nobody's necessarily a superstar their first year in college either. I get it. He got 5 years. But, take it with a grain of salt. But if I were the Steelers, besides the lineman situation, if you could go get Jordan Addison – boy, him and Jordan Addison that senior year, they were just unstoppable. And, there's something called chemistry, and we all know about that. But that's by the best two I've ever seen in my life. And,
Well, but, they have other – are you suggesting now, Tom, that they draft a wide receiver with their first pick? Because I would never do that. I do think they will address it, and Jordan Addison will be gone. It's very interesting, though. Jordan Addison, I tweeted about him earlier. Jordan Addison went and took NIL money. Okay, fine. He went to a place that had a far superior quarterback, Caleb Williams. He knew he was going there. And yet, his numbers this year by far were worse than what it was here in Pittsburgh. Now, and I'm not saying he would have had better numbers with Keaton Slovis, but, if you're going to go for the money, which is what it was, and then say so. Yep. I don't understand. you know, he didn't accomplish any of his goals, which were to have better numbers, which were to win a conference, which were to get to the playoff. So.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, he was hurt this year.
He's still going to be a first-round pick, though.
Still going to be a first-round pick. But maybe Kenny Pickett better than everybody's giving him out to be. You know, they said, oh, he's not that great of a quarterback coming out. Maybe he really is. I mean, obviously his senior year, when you go down to Tennessee, you're losing 10-0. Any other player may just turn around and choke. He brought that team back himself and ran that team down the field and run up all them points. I mean, he is a heck of a good player. I mean, I went to the ACC championship, and I was in the end zone when he did his sort of fake slide or whatever. But
no, it was a fake slide. Not sort of. It was.
I guess it was, yeah. But the other thing is when, you see that guy anywhere. We ran into him when they were having the NCAA tournament down in Pittsburgh, and I talked to him for 10 minutes. He's just a good kid. I mean, like a really good guy. But
yeah, he is, and I think he's gaining confidence as it goes. He's a leader in that huddle. Everyone that we talk to seems to suggest that. He's confident by going and telling coaches what he wants. I think they need to give him more of a leash. I want to see him be able to call plays that he sees based on, you know, and I know he's a rookie, and I know they don't want to put him in bad situations, but sometimes you need to give him a little bit more rope and see what he can do in those situations. So, you know, that's not going to be easy tomorrow, though. Atlanta has a team that has 10 interceptions on the year, and if he goes down the field, they got some people there who can make his life a little bit more difficult. But his accuracy, more than anything else, has impressed me.
Absolutely. I want to thank you again for taking my call, Ty. It's really a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you, and happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Penguins in action against the Blues tonight. No one called with, I wanted to get an assessment. Do you think I'm okay with mine, Joel, which is to be, if they're healthy, they're a team that can cause havoc in the playoffs to a lot of teams. They're the oldest team in the NHL.
Most definitely.
They've got a lot of, and I think their goaltending, if it's, you know, consistent, it could allow them, they're going to go as far as their power play will take them, I think. And you know, but you don't get that many chances in the postseason, but when you do, you got to take advantage of them. That's been one of their problems aside from goaltending.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But that should be an interesting game tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Greg Berube and company, they always play a good style of hockey, a physical brand. The Penguin power play, by the way, practiced. They had Petrie and Malkin at the points with Gensel, Crosby, and Raquel up front. That group, Gensel, Crosby, and Raquel, has been terrific together. And it really does make life a little easier for Geno Malkin. And I think that's got to continue throughout the course of this season. All right, what else can I tell you before I leave here today? Tomorrow we got the game, and that will be on at 1 o'clock KDKA. We have pregame 11:30 a.m. So join me, Charlie Batch, Rich Walsh, Jerry Dulac for that. We'll have all the latest getting you ready for that game. And then after the game, Chris Hoke and I on Pittsburgh CW will break it all down. We have player interviews, coach interviews, and, of course, your calls on a special edition of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call, which reminds me to thank our sponsors one more time. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, visit IrelandContracting.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, a great place to watch sports and have a great time. Come see what everyone is talking about at Iron Rock Tap House. And number one, Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Also, a big thanks to Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, because they got your back, not your wallet. You know that. Now it's time for fan weather. Fan weather, let me check it out today. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, you know that. Sun Chevrolet is a great place to get all your latest stuff taken care of when it comes to your car and a great deal or new pre-owned vehicle. Great service, you'll find it at Sun. So today, windy, a little sun. The sun's already out here in Greentree. I hope it is where you are. High today is about 54 degrees, well above normal. Tonight, clear and chilly with more wind moving into the equation. It's 24 degrees for the low. Tomorrow it's going to be chillier than it is right now as the temperatures start to dip a little bit, which they should be in December. Also, big thank you to Joel Nelson behind the microphone in the glass right here, taking your calls. Joel, always a treat to work with you. You'll be done at 1, so you have the rest of the day to do what you want. You can shop if you want. Do you shop at all, or do you do it online? A lot of people like to do everything online these days.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of online shopping. Look at, some things.
The only problem with online shopping, don't you think, like, if you order something and it's not right size, you have to return the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's tough to do that.
That can be a pain. Yeah.
They try to make it easy, but to me, it's hard to do. Yeah. Anyway, have a good day, Joel. Thanks for all your hard work. And thank you to all the callers who called today. We appreciate all the people on Twitter and Ed, if you're listening, Debbie, if you're listening, Ed has five kids, love to go to the game. If you don't want to use your tickets, call him.